This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Luis Elizondo. He is the author of Imminent, Inside the Pentagon's Hunt for UFOs. I started this book thinking this will be entertaining, and by the end, I came to a revelation. This is not only not entertaining, this is maddening, because we're not getting transparency from the government that we support. And why not? Now, we've done what we can, the history so far, from when Lou was first read into the program in 2009 until this moment, but still no clarity. Lou, what is the legacy program?
So the legacy program is a term that's used to loosely define the historic UFO, UAP efforts of the U.S. government, and also the efforts by certain defense contractors, aerospace contractors, to try to glean some information and exploit this technology and try to understand how this technology works. And that is referred to as the legacy program.
And the legacy program has facts, has objects, might have organic beings in some fashion, has materials, all of which exist and have existed in time. Where are they? Do we have a guess, Lou?
So the artifacts you are referring to, material artifacts, are pieces that were recovered from an event, a crash. And that crash, for all practical purposes, does not appear to be a conventional technology. It does not appear to be one of our technologies, and we're pretty certain it's not an adversarial technology. And the material has been initially, when you have an event, the material is usually taken away very quickly and secured at a military installation somewhere where the U.S. government can secure it. And then at that point goes out to the various organizations, scientific communities within the government for further analysis and testing. Unfortunately, I can't discuss specific locations. I have not been given clearance. What you see in the book is what the Pentagon has cleared me to talk about. And even then, you can see there are some redactions in the book that they did not want me to discuss. So I have to be very, very careful how I answer your question, because if it's not in the book, I have not been given clearance to elaborate or pontificate.
That's the information I wanted, Louis. You just delivered it. What is a DIRD? DIRDs.
Yeah, DIRD is basically a research paper from DIA, a Defense Intelligence Research document that looks at a issue du jour, for example. If the government wants to know how a Russian hypersonic cruise missile works, someone will submit a DIRD, which is a research paper on how a Russian hypersonic missile works. Fuel consumption, altitude, velocity, you know, things like that. And so in our case, there were nearly 38 DIRDs that were produced in the early days of AUSAP, early days of ATIP, in order to try to ascertain what technologies we would need in order to replicate some of the performance characteristics of these UAP.
And those papers exist, and they're speaking to facts that have been accumulated. So I just wanted to make certain I understood what they're used for. In other words, someone somewhere, generation after generation, is aware that there's a vital material to be exploited, and they're considering that, but we still don't know. So I'm now, just at this moment, want to give you an opportunity to speak to the public and say what you want to do next and what the public can do to help you next. The way I come to think of it at the end, Lou, to be a member of the public, is that if it's not real, show me. If it's real, show me. The only people who don't know these things are the public that pay for you. What do you want to happen, Lou?
Correct. Well, first of all, Mr. Batchelor, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. I also want to state that my book should not be considered an end. It should be considered the beginning. This is only the primer to get this conversation moving in the right direction. Two, my father, before he passed away, told me the number one threat to any society is corruption, whether it's financial corruption, religious corruption, moral corruption, governmental corruption. Anytime someone in government gives up or trades in a value, core value they have in exchange for something else, they are chiseling away at the very foundation of what a democracy is. And as my father told me, it's a very slippery slope from that to tyranny. So I would, my message to the American public is to, if you want change, don't get mad at the government, because we have a government that is technically for the people and by the people and representative of the people. Get involved. Talk to your elected officials. Tell them you are interested in disclosure. I believe personally that the American public, I believe that America can handle the truth and deserves the truth, very much like you. And I think if they were to call their elected officials or send them an email or send them a letter and say, look, we want truth, whatever the truth is, we want the truth. I think that's a good place to start. And I think we need to encourage people to start having this conversation. Realize there are forces still in the government that will use proxies that do not want this conversation to occur. They are very sophisticated. They will continue to employ these taxes to try to diminish individuals' reputations and credibility. Recognize that up front, but have the courage to get involved in this topic. Have the courage to start engaging your elected officials and telling them that this is an important topic for you. I think we can all agree that transparency and accountability is something that we all want from our government, whether it's UFOs and UAP or anything else.
The book is imminent. Inside the Pentagon's Hunt for UFOs. Luis Elizondo is the author. And here's a tip. Don't use the acronym UFO. Use the up-to-date one, UAP, Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena. You'll get respect.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.